Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This week on the Beard Laws Podcast.
Should be a segment. Here. Will I put my dick in it? And I'm going to go ahead and start saying I'm already at a 70% yes.
Yeah. That makes me crave Jameson right now.
Anybody else craving a kielbasa right now? No?
Yep. Kielbasa. Your butt cheeks are warm.
I swear to God, every week there is something new that just gives me a food boner. And I'm not even upset about it. I'm delighted every single week, and I just can't wait to see what next week's gonna bring.
You're gonna be like Jameson, and you're gonna pay somebody to get to stone somebody else. Hey, stone that man! Here's $500.
That's right. Who wants a dollar? Who wants a dollar?
Pouting.
How you say the first part? Just say the rest. Pouting.
Yeah, you pronouncing that started COVID again. I'm gonna get rubbing tugs all the goddamn time. I'm gonna be like the richest man in the world for there for like a week, and I'm gonna love it.
I'm like, pretty sure the shirt says like something like horse.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and beard loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard loss, the sage of facial grace with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
Lovely theme song that none of you get to hear, but hopefully you enjoyed that intro of all the inappropriate and funny stuff that we said in the show. But either way, let's jump right into this. Shout out to the Deluxe Edition Network. So many good podcasts like the Body Wrong podcast and but the podcast of the month for films and fermentation. I was just being lazy before and saying films and firm. It's fermentation. They do that in the booze. So go learn all about that. And Friends Talking Nerdy. We're a bunch of nerds. We know how to be friends and talk like that. So also check out Copper John's beard code, Beard Laws. There's all these links down there. I'm wearing boxers from All Citizens. You guys can rock that out. Sasquatch Tea. And also we're on Riverside. Shout out to them. They're like a big, big push with Spotify, even more than they did in a little bit ago. They've came a long ways. Their editor on this is friggin' killer. So thanks to Riverside for that. And I got a bunch of comments this week and I was like, I love listening to all the ads on the show and this and that. It's like, listen, being full disclosure, I'm lucky if we bring in $100 on this show. We're not doing this for the money. We're doing it for fun. The YouTube's demonetized. We don't make a penny off it. If you don't believe me, download TubeBuddy or one of those ones and it's going to go demonetized. We legit are doing this for fun. These guys aren't getting paid. And if I make $100, it goes into Riverside. It goes into all that stuff. And every once in a while, I buy a 12 pack of Genesee. So if you don't like the ads, I do apologize, but I guarantee you, what's a solid number? 90% of podcasts are going to have ads. You go to YouTube, they're going to have ads unless you have, you know, rich person money and, you know, buy the YouTube. You're not doing it we make pennies. So
if you're listening to a podcast that doesn't have ads, you're listening to a podcast that only somebody's mom listens to, and that's it. And that's because she loves her little Timmy. He's just not, can't do wrong. So yeah. Remember that if you're listening to a podcast that has any amount of money coming in, $10 or $100 or $100,000, it's because people are trying hard and trying to create a product that's worth listening and consuming.
Yeah. My mom hates this show, so she's definitely not listening to it. So it is what it is. That's how you know we're starting to make it. But either way, the voice you're listening to ranting on, that's me, Beard Laws. You just heard Brandon J. McDermott, and you've been Wackenoff, which every time he introduces himself on a Body Wrong podcast, Tyson from Copper John's giggles like a schoolgirl, and it makes me laugh. Every time. Have you noticed that, Human?
Yes, and his giggle just warms my heart. You know what it is? It's like looking into a bloodhound's eyes. It's just so pure and innocent. I love that man. And shout out to Copper John's beard. Quality product.
Yeah.
I've been using some of his oil. Been noticing a difference because normally, even right now we're talking about the weather, it's actually getting warmer. It was snowing inside of my house because of the dryness that I was getting. I was like, good God. I was like, is it really that? I was just shaking it. And I was like, I couldn't even wear a black shirt. Now that I'm using his oils, don't have that problem. Thank you, Tyson. You sweet, innocent, beautiful man.
Big old beard, big old brain, big old beard, all that stuff. And this is, you know, not even kidding, not making this up. I love when I wear deodorants, like I wear natural deodorants. I had the Old Spice, and for whatever reason, it would like leave my armpits red. Obviously, I had a reaction to it, this and that. So I switched, tried a couple natural deodorants. They weren't great. And then sometimes I'd wear a natural deodorant and I wear a lot of black shirts. And then, I don't know if this ever happened to you. My armpits like would turn black, like it would pull the dye from the shirt. And I'm like, what the fuck? At first, I was like, God damn it. This is how I'm going. Armpit cancer or fungus or whatever the hell it is. I don't know why it does. I mean, there's probably a reason, but I switched to Copper John's all natural deodorant. Dude, that shit is money. It's scent free. It has a little bit of a scent, but the profile is the Hunt, which is scent free. Full disclosure, fucking love it. Not that I'm like a huge sweater, but I mean, I have like a chest hair sweater, but it's awesome. I love it. I'll have to get you guys a stick of it.
You remember the first time you guys took your shirt off and realized that your belly button collects lint?
I don't remember the first time, but I still giggle every day when I pull out the lint. The other day, the youngest walked by, there was a little bit in there, and I was like, hey, want the, and you know, it's a little bit of lint and a couple of pieces of hair. I'm like, got something for you. And I went, bloop. Oh my God, you're so disgusting. I'm like, yeah, I am.
My wife hates it. I'll go. Pick that up right now. No, vacuuming is your job.
Everyone's looking at us like, I have an Audi. I don't have that problem.
No. So mine's deep. I got a deep belly button. So I collect a lot in there. But so I've learned that, I don't know about you guys, if your spouses are putting their hair everywhere on the shower wall.
Oh, there little, it is.
Yes. Oh, shit. Now I got to look to see if I've got any. Damn.
That's weird. I have nothing.
What's funny is I still get it even though I wear A shirts, which are, you know,
whoa.
We got a little bit.
It's so gross.
It is. Now every single person listening or watching is like,
you know what?
Checking their belly button.
Yeah, you should.
All right, time to share the smegma.
So my wife, she always puts her hair on the shower wall and it's like a little, you know, Van Gogh. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, are you kidding me? So usually that's where I put my belly button hair. I've just been starting to add to it. And she's like, what is that? I was like, that's my belly button. And she's like, that's disgusting. And I was like, is it, what about yours over here? Fucking you're shedding. What the fuck? When the fuck did we get such like a long haired labradoodle or what the fuck is this? Like, this is disgusting.
They make a thing, and I remember seeing it probably on TikTok, could have been Instagram, Facebook, who knows, that is made for that. It's like a hair catcher that you stick into the shower. So not only, I want to say like you rub, Euban, I think it's for a finger that you rub through there. I'm sure you could try to put something else in there, but I don't think it would feel great. But it almost looks like, if I remember, it almost comes to like a point. So when you take it and you can like rub your finger through there and it actually sticks in there. There has to be. You know what? Let's Google it.
I kind of want to see it because now
shower
it should be a segment. Hair. Will I put my dick in it? And I'm going to go ahead and start saying I'm already at a 70% yes. Haven't even seen it. Sight unseen.
Why wouldn't you say 69%? So right. Yeah, this is what I remember seeing. A hair catcher. This is right on the Amazon and pretty much every...
I know it's rubber, but silicone. It looks very sharp, and I'm immediately frightened.
Silicone.
I know it is, but it's still scary, you know, until you actually touch it. And I don't, so I'm obviously going to put my finger in it first before I put the tip of my dick in it.
You have to put, I feel like if they have to attach it with screws into the shower, that's not smart. But either way, I mean, they do obviously make drains that, you know, pick those up. I have one in the bottom of ours that's a catcher, but it just fills and then a backwater. But Yeah, there's a couple options, I guess. And that looks just as annoying. Oh, you guys couldn't see it. Sorry, it opened on a new screen. I was like, I'm sitting here watching. I had the zoom in.
Oh, yeah.
Let me show this. Sorry. This is... I'm over here like, you're telling me you wouldn't put that in there?
Sure.
Ooh, God, could you imagine just... You know, sometimes right just here, when your dick itches, like that feels like that would feel great. Just putting it in there and just getting the bottom of the shaft, just a good old scratching. Mm.
That looks just as inconvenient to clean, right?
Yeah. 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 Ooh, hold on.
I'll send you that link later. But yeah, there's a couple different options. I don't know. Maybe we should find the best one to prevent it. And in the female's defense, I also have a lot of hair that I lose, but I don't stick it on the wall. I don't do that because I'm the guy that has to clean the shower. So all I do is I put it on the edge of the tub. And then when I get out of there, weird, I take it and then I throw it in the goddamn trash can.
It just makes too much damn sense.
Right. Oh, there's one called Your Porcupine. It's a hiding place. Oh, never mind. That's a whole different thing. Hiding place for your shower. Oh, yeah, it is for your shower hair. I read shower gel. Sorry, I cracked a beer, got super excited, forgot how to read. But yeah, it's called Your Porcupine. Hey, maybe they'll be a friend of the show.
A boy can dream.
Could be dreaming. So, ooh, suggest a haircut. Yeah, there's so much good stuff. Look at that. Interesting. So what else you guys been up to this week? Anything good besides removing belly button? How often do you remove your belly button hair? Do you do it like consciously or is it unconsciously at this point where it's just there and then you flick it somewhere? Like, do you go to the trash can? I just got thinking. I went back to that. Sorry to go back to that, but I was like, I think I just do it and I don't know.
It's unconscious or it's subconscious. It's something I'm not necessarily thinking
about. Yeah, unconscious. I do it when I'm passed out. Yeah. And
I do want to get knocked up in the head. But yeah, I don't actively think about it. But whenever I'm like standing in the kitchen for some reason talking to my wife, I want to pull my shirt up and just, you know, so.
I just sit there and scratch my nuts like more than I care to admit. Like I find my hand is usually on my nuts, just either doing the pinch and twist or, I mean, just, and I'm just for longer than I care to admit as well. There's people around and I'm in my own home. More than likely you're going to see me scratch my nuts. I don't know what it is. I don't have anything either before you ask. At least maybe I should go get tested. It's been a while.
Maybe you should put the Copper John's beard oil down there and prevent the itch.
That's a good idea.
Let me try it. How many times have you itched your nuts since we pressed record 10 minutes ago?
Not yet. Now that I'm thinking about it. It's like an alarm. Oh,
was that time to itch your nuts.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Hold on. Let me give these cashews a good twist. And there we go. But my belly button, I probably, I don't know. Yeah, I would just say if I'm in the shower again, I'll clean, you know, my belly button, whatever. But so, but usually it's in the kitchen for some reason. I don't know. Yeah, just kind of in the fridge, sitting there looking for something. And they're just kind of like, that's gross. Give her the old flick. It's like, that's the broom's problem later on. Don't give a fuck about that. But
so kitchen seems to be the best place to clean belly button lint and give it a flick.
It is. So, and speaking of giving a flick, hello, hold on to your beans. Have you ever had, so my wife, she used to have her belly button pierced. Again, I got a deep belly button here. And, one time I went to go bend over, like tie my shoe. And I was like, ow, what the fuck? I was like, I got something stabbed me in the gut. And I was like, holy fuck. And I was like, this is how I'm going to go out. I was like, I don't know what this is, but it's going to get me. It's going to get me. Bend over again, like, fuck, dig into my belly button. It was the belly button ball that was holding on to her belly button ring. It was in my belly button. And I was like, what the fuck?
Didn't even know that happened. You were on top.
She was on top getting it and bellies rubbing bellies at one point in time. And my belly button swallowed that thing like it was Pac-Man. Just got it. And then,
interesting.
Till I tied my shoes. So have you guys ever had a belly button ball piercing in your belly button?
No, never have. I'd like to.
I was really hoping this was a common thing.
No, I was thinking pretty hard about some things. No.
You were thinking about me going belly to belly. That's what it is. Got you distracted. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know.
It's, yep.
I have that effect.
Lord have mercy! I'm about to bust.
Mm-hmm. Gonna need a minute. I was doing the recording with Toby and Dan earlier, and I've never done the soundboard and snuck one there that was perfect, and they were like, what the, wasn't the power up that was that loud or whatever, but it was perfectly timed, and they were like, ah. I don't know how they felt about it, so I did not do the soundboard for the rest of the show. But it was funny during the body wrong one, when I was doing the fart ones, I wasn't hearing them. But in the post-production, they were actually showing up, so there was an aggressive amount of farts at one point in the show. Yeah. But they all somehow still kind of flowed with each other. But, yeah. Oh, and congrats to the Super Bowl champion. I know this comes out on Thursday after Super Bowl. Yeah. I mean, it was one of those games that we're going to talk about. And I mean, what do you guys think? Usher was all right, though, right?
Yeah, it could have been better. You know, he was also with the Black Eyed Peas that one time, and that was one of the worst Super Bowls of all time. So I still hold that against him. So even though his performance was above average, I'm going to go ahead and say it was mid, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I did not watch it. I went to go drown myself in my sorrows because the Chiefs were playing and ate a lot of wings for halftime.
And the best part is why we're snickering and why we're saying generic things at the time of the recording. The Super Bowl hasn't happened. Spoiler alert. We have no idea who won at this point. If we did, we would have a lot of money. There is somebody in the lobby called Magic Man.
David Copperfield.
So I'm not sure. Did anybody send anything out letting them know of the new recording time?
I did. It's either our friend Lloyd or it's Lane, but I think it's Lloyd.
Okay. Well, you guys want to let him in?
Let's do it.
Let's do the thing. Welcome, everybody. Magic Man. He's a magic man. Magic man. Look at that smile.
Hey, yo.
He looks like he is having a good time. Didn't have to work too hard today. There it is. I could tell by that smile and that hey-o. Cheers to you from the other side. Well, not the other side of the world, but a long ways away.
How is everybody doing?
Doing well.
Good, man.
Life is wonderful. We were gonna do a segment a little later in the show, but the amount of smile and beverage that you are consuming, I would love to have your take. And I feel like we bumped this segment up, mug shoddy. So what this is these are prison mug shots in the U.S. and we'd say smash or pass, and we guess on what they went to jail for.
Sweet.
It's a good time. It is a good time. So while you're doing that, we're gonna go with our first one. This one was one of the most popular mugshotty ones that I've ever seen. It has 146,000 hearts on Instagram. And again, this is mugshotties on Instagram, instagram.com/mugshotties, S-H-A-W-T-Y-S. And they have mugshotties.org, which I didn't know. The owner's Jay Jeffs. Can't trust a man with two names. So what we're going to do is we're going to share the screen. You're going to guess what it was and smash or pass. Here we go. First one.
Meth.
Destruction of property or breaking and entering and pass.
Okay.
Damn, she doesn't have any eyebrows. That's what's getting me. Smash.
She's got one tattooed on.
I know, smash. I'd still go for it.
Any guesses on what she did for either
Grand
of you?
Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. What do you think she's in for, Magic Man?
Meth.
I mean, that's a fairly good guess. And again, this is the most liked shoddy. All hail. This is good.
It's engaging. Meth, or she looks like she just killed a boyfriend / husband.
Ooh, she's single.
Okay. I have a feeling that you're going to be really good at this game. Engaging in organized crime, trafficking fentanyl, and second-degree manslaughter.
Oh. That's the triple threat, baby. Yes.
That is what you might call the triple threat. All right, let's jump over to the next one. This is from 2 hours ago, 2 to 4 hours ago.
Okay.
Those eyebrows have eyebrows.
Stalking.
Right? Is it me? Or is there? Like, does it look like there's multiple layers of eyebrows going on this? There is potential hickey, or maybe like into some stuff with the grabbing of the neck, maybe in the bedroom or maybe with the cop. I don't know what that is. It's hard to tell.
I would say smuggling like illegal Botox or something.
Oh shit.
There seems to be a lot of that going on there.
DUI.
Smuggling Botox? Yep, the lips don't lie.
She doesn't look impaired though. I don't know. Those lips are just I'm gonna say driving under the influence. I'm gonna stick with it.
Okay. Probation violation. I don't know what the probation was. Kind of lame on that one. Top comment right there says, "If it rhymes, it ain't a crime." And then lots of talk about the hickey. Violated the neck game. Kind of curious about the hickey comments. This says, is it a hickey? She said it was the curling iron. The lack of curls is because I'm a guy and don't understand how that actually works. Somebody said, no, that's shingles. Totally a hickey. So, interesting.
But yeah, 100%.
I do love this right here. Look at, I like how I see you in the comments on like every post. Mugshotties is a community of its own. It's pretty wholesome. I guess there's friends. Okay, round three. She gives off a vibe.
But does the sweater say Ho Town?
It's definitely
to put the pieces together, and I see an H and I see an E, and it looks like there's an O before the E, and I'm pretty sure
the shirt says like something like horse toe, something else.
Yes, it probably says horse toe. The cousin of camel.
There we go.
There it is. You're just throwing the assist. You know, you threw it up there. I just grabbed it and dunked it real quick. Man.
I think maybe driving under the influence of something, but like vehicular manslaughter as well in there.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic violence.
Ooh.
And pass.
I'm going to say sleeping with a minor. She's a teacher. Hotown.
Oh. Hotown, baby. Horse toe, baby. Obstruction of a law enforcement officer. Not exactly sure what that entails. But the comment section here is wild. Won't let these prison bars obstruct our love. Obstructed her heart. Obstructed her way into my heart. That was just her nose, not obstruction. Didn't notice the second one on the right. There is a... The nose does stick out a little bit.
Oh, shit.
Not saying I have a perfect nose, but
I... Eye out with that thing.
I didn't notice it until that nose comment.
Me neither.
This person in the comment says, if the boner police are here, I demand a lawyer. And you know what that username is? Lieutenant Dan Ice Cream.
Very nice. Very nice.
Well played.
Her lips have never seen rain. You know what I mean? It's like a fucking built-in umbrella. Look at that fucking
thing. She got caught lying, so her nose got bigger like Pinocchio.
Oh, it's Pinocchio. Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. That's what the show. That's what the shirt must say.
No, yeah.
Definitely horse toe. I can't wait to make a shirt for Magic Man, and it's just going to say horse toe.
Love it.
You'd rock that proudly. What kind of beverage you sipping on over there?
This is a beer named after the capital city of Namibia called Windhoek.
I like how they say draft. It's a draft beer.
It is a premium draft indeed, yes.
So yeah, Landy knows this already, but I want to share this with you guys. We did a little thing on my show this week. Guinness, the beer, you know, Ireland. Well, Ireland isn't in the top two of countries that consume Guinness. It's number three. Can you guess who the top two countries are other than Landy?
U.S.
Nope.
Damn. Bunch of pussies.
Australia.
Oh, I was thinking Australia.
You would not believe what the answer is, actually.
Continent.
Number one's Mexico. The UK. number one's the UK, so that one makes sense, you know, like England and Northern Ireland and Scotland and Wales. But number two is Nigeria.
Really?
And apparently, like, I did a little research on it, it's been around in the country since like 1827, because Guinness has been around forever, it seems like. But it's been around in Nigeria since 1827, and they drink it out of glass bottles. They don't drink it out of tap or out of the draft, which is interesting.
Yeah, most of the purchased here are bottles as well, because they have to be nitrogen. There's nitrogen, like the little nitrogen balls in there, instead of your normal carbonation that, you know, other beers do. I liked Guinness quite a bit, and I did talk about this on the other show, so it kind of segues into this with the Irish and stuff, so we don't have to go overly into it, but I read a story and it blew my mind about the original owner of Jameson. Have you ever heard about him? Mm-hmm. The original owner of Jameson, it is a very dark story, but this was in like the 1800s or 1890, something like that. It was even published in the New York Times around that same time. I don't know if you're going to want to drink Jameson after this. So, and this all triggered from the Body Wrong podcast when Burley was wearing his hat. I remember hearing a story. Here it is. James Jameson bought a girl, 10-year-old girl, just to watch her be eaten by cannibals.
Yeah. That makes me crave Jameson right now.
Like I said, then they had somebody that actually like drew the scene and all of this other stuff, and he bought this girl with six handkerchiefs.
I've got like seven.
Six. And there was this whole thing where he went and talked to this tribe. And then again, this was in the 1890s. It was a 10-year-old slave girl. He bought for six handkerchiefs, like tied up to a tree, and the cannibals ate her alive. And he just watched. He just wanted a gift and watch, and then had somebody draw the scene, wrote out this letter, all this description and stuff that was legit posted in the New York Times in the 1890s and stuff. Wild. Story. I saw it, I think, on like allthatsinteresting.com or something like that.
Doesn't that just make you hungry? Especially you, Euban. I mean, come on.
Over in South Africa, I mean, you'd only have, for six handkerchiefs, we'd only have to give like our belly button lint for the exchange rate.
Damn, I'm fresh out too. I disposed of it. Right before the show, it's got to be around here somewhere.
You get a lot of belly button lint? We were talking about that before.
The shirts I wear don't really give off lint. It's like a canvasy kind of. So, no.
Yeah. Huh.
We're just peasants over here. Look at us with our belly button lint.
He's like, I spent too much time in the bush to worry about that. I actually take the belly button lint and I use it to start my fires to keep the lions away that I fight.
I'll show you backstage. Don't put this in the podcast. I've got my bushman's attire on as we speak.
Okay. Well, if you don't want it seen, you probably should not show us right now, because
I'm not wearing any pants at the moment, so I'm not going to show you.
Okay, fair. That's what you wear when you're out in the bush?
Yes.
Nothing?
Just the shirt and shoes.
No underwear?
No.
Interesting.
Fucking legend. Look at that.
I can't tell with that smile. I feel like you're not walking. Well, I mean, and this is no judgment. It's 2024, but you do say you go out a lot of time with your mates in the bush. And if you guys are all sitting around getting drunk, wearing no pants, talking about were the lions and the snakes, not really snakes. Were you referencing? Oh, I was like, we're going to see it. You just crushed that poor dog.
Anybody else craving a kielbasa right now? No?
Yep. Kielbasa, your butt cheeks are warm.
A whole bunch of dudes swinging around meat in the bush. That sounds like a night in St. Louis at a Cardinals game.
I wasn't ready for it. There it is. Get out, bow. Perfect. Yeah, let's move on from that wild story. See, I have a hard time trusting alcohol that's in a green bottle. For me, it skunks too quick. There's usually just something, and I know Euban tends to like things skunky, but I just can't get down with green bottled beer. Heineken, well, nah.
I don't know. Heineken is terrible. Heineken's like from the Dutch. I know Dutch irony, but like Heineken is just a bad, terrible fucking beer. It's just really bad. I wanted to tell you guys on the last podcast, right? I wanted actually to show you, but there's a beer that I enjoy quite a lot. It's called Lion Lager.
You've told me about this one.
Lion Lager. Okay, let's look it up here. Let's go on the Beer Advocate site. Hopefully I have the right one. There's like a lion on it. It looks like a scene from Lion King. This the one?
No, that's not the one.
Oh, that's Lion Lager. Score 69. Okay.
I know, I saw that too. I was like, yeah, it says poor.
Poor.
Ooh, there's another one though. There's one that looks like a football team.
Oh, here we go. Lion Lager South Africa. Like a red logo?
Mm.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that your mating call?
I mean, I got a red.
It worked.
Ooh.
All right. Lion Lager. This is a terrible small picture.
That's the there. Old labels. The new one is like a solid red label, but that's the one, yes.
That's the one? Oh, not a lot of high scores.
It's better than Heineken, I can tell you that.
Well, I have to imagine. This is made right in South Africa. There we go.
Oh, so you're biased. That's how it is. That's like us saying that like Bush Light is like the best beer. I feel you. You know, I do the same thing.
Heineken's got this weird... excuse me. Heineken's got this weird... Like, it's almost a... It's a very... It's almost a sweet taste to it. That I don't really enjoy. It's personal preference. Black Label, Lion Lager, Windhoek, this one. It's very malty and bitter. It's nice. I like it.
I was just looking up. 20 million liters of beer is actually made in South Africa, which is less than 1% of the country's beer market.
Holy
so less
shit.
Than 1% of the beer that's actually made in South Africa is in the South African market. It's interesting.
The more you know. I don't like going to breweries, and I know I've said this before, but everything tastes like cat piss. So I don't like any of the dark stuff. I don't like any of the – they have like this thing called like a Union Lager or a Blonde Lager or whatever the hell it is. All of it looks, smells, and tastes – like cat piss. I don't know what it is. Disgusting.
Oh. Interesting. I don't know. I don't mind. Go. What do you got there?
Six pack of cat piss.
This is imported beer from Mozambique.
Where the hell's Mozambique? Should I know that?
Mozambique. It's like in southern Africa, but it's a bit north than South Africa.
Don't talk to me like I know anything about South Africa. I barely know, where, South US.
You know where Happy Holler is?
No.
Wow. You don't even know where Happy Holler is?
You know, it's south of non-Happy Harbor.
It's on D Highway. Duh.
Fair enough. Sorry. I apologize. <I'm just
joking. laughs> we're just messing with you. It's funny, though, because what's normal to you, it's like we have no guy. I mean, Brandon, mind you, he's got a big brain over there. But, I mean, I legitimately have – I couldn't – if you gave me a blank map of the U.S., I couldn't fill in all goddamn 50 states. There's no way.
Well, and – TikTok makes you believe too that, and then maybe it is true too that the U.S. Predominantly just focuses on like.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
U.S. Geography. while overseas, everyone's like, hey, do you know this and this about, you know, they, if you gave me a map of Europe and told me to point at a specific country or whatever, I'm like, it'd be a guessing game on some of this stuff because it's been a minute. And our education system here is awful.
I didn't have geography in high school, but I'm really fairly good with maps.
Really?
I wouldn't be able to like name all 50 states, but when it comes to like different countries and pointing out where they are approximately and even cities in those, I'm somewhat not bad at.
Do you know our largest state?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's Texas.
No.
Oh, we got you.
It's fair, that's enough. What, hey, but to be fair, I would say 60% of Americans would also say Texas.
It's so either Texas. Is it California?
No.
Not in it's the 48.
You just don't assume, you know? You get one more shot.
I'm going to name all of them.
It's north.
No, you're getting colder.
It's right after Alabama in the alphabet.
Alaska.
Roll Tide.
There you go.
Everybody forgets about Alaska because it's like not part of the U.S., but it's part of the U.S. because it's confusing. It's just like it's American.
What's Russia crazy forgets about Alaska
is I believe Alaska is 5 times bigger than Texas. Right? Is that correct?
What?
I have no idea. I thought they said, or maybe, hold on. Let me fact check that again real quick. Hold on.
That seems a little off. I know Alaska's big, but Texas is pretty goddamn big.
Like I said, I can point out like places on a map. I'm not good at telling which ones are the biggest.
Okay. It's 2.4. Sorry. I timed it by 2, but yeah, it's
just like you do your dick size.
That's right. Hey, 3 inches is 6 around here. Let's go.
So let me throw this out here. How many provinces are there in South Africa, Euban and Brandon?
8.
19. Damn.
4. Drop the last part of your guess.
1.
The Germans love it.
Oh, no.
There's 9. These would be so much easier to remember because Northern Cape, Western Cape, which is Southern, that's confusing. Eastern Cape, Free State, 1, can't pronounce that. Probably can't pronounce that. Limpopo? Sure I didn't say that right.
Yes, Limpopo.
Can you break down the other 3? Because there is no goddamn way I can pronounce those. North something.
Ooh, hold on. Should we try before he tries?
Yeah, we should try. We should try. Let me bring them up.
If you don't mind. Yeah, you can correct us, but I think it'd be if we could try.
You guys are better at saying words than me. I'll go first because I can't say words for shit, just in case somebody gets it. Can you see these on the map?
I know all of them, yes. I live
No, here. No, no. I'm just saying I didn't know if they could see them. So I'm going to go first. Oh, Northwest Gauteng Mpumalanga. Pretty sure I said that one right. KwaZulu-Natal. I think I dated a girl named that once.
Real quick. With the exception of Landy, can you boys tell me what that circle in the middle of South Africa is that isn't South Africa, next to the Free State and Eastern Cape and Swazulu-Natal?
Oh, you could say it. I knew you could say it.
It's a different country.
I figured it was. And it's to the right as well.
It's one of the only, if not the only, in the world that is completely surrounded by another country.
Which is kind of bullshit because in Risk, they don't do that. They don't break it down. Like, you can just take that territory. Which is bullshit. I don't know what that is. I'm gonna pronounce it
wrong, but it's Lesotho.
Who or owns
Lesotho?
Who owns it?
It's pronounced Lesotho. Yes.
So if I remember correctly, Landy, help me. It's basically super mountainous, and so like people have forever tried to like conquer it, but it's so fucking tough because of the mountainous terrain. So like nobody's ever been able to
If you look at the topographical map of South Africa, we've got a mountain range called the Drakensberg Mountain Range, and it ranges from Eswatini down Lesotho down all the way down the coast, basically all the way just to Cape Town around. So it's almost like a U shape. And Lesotho is in the middle of like where the most mountainous area is. So it's quite interesting. It's difficult to drive there, even with like technology we've got today. I've never been there myself, but it's really difficult terrain. There we go.
Your flag looks like a topographical map. It's crazy. They're probably like, what colors would she use?
All
the topographical maps. The topographical map is on the office wall. Why it's don't like
a,
we
a
go
wet pack
with
of
green?
Zebra stripe gum.
So yeah, that's the area right here, right?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So it's very peaky and stuff as well. So most of the, we don't really get snow in South Africa. When we do get snow, it's around that area. So Lesotho gets a lot of snow, and around that area as well gets most of the snow during the winter seasons.
So is there like towns and people that live there and all that stuff, or no?
Yes,
or is it just
it's a country on its own.
What is it? Who owns the country?
The people.
Oh, it's not like. I don't know. I was trying to think like the Europeans or.
No, it's just a country.
It's self-owned.
Yeah, it's a sovereign nation.
Yes.
Landy, I don't remember who it was back in the day, but whether it was the Dutch or the British or whomever, tried to conquer it and couldn't because of, like you said, the mountainous terrain. It's nuts.
Huh. Also, what kind of currency do they have?
They've got, do I have it?
I'm just curious if how much money we need. Can anybody go live there, or they're like, nah, get out?
They're very territorial and protective. It's a funny little country, actually. Give me a quick second. Let me just, hopefully the signal lost. Let me just quickly, yeah, come in.
Okay. We got you. Mile. That's it. Yeah, I've never... Interesting. While you're doing that, I'm just going to mute you so you find it. That's an interesting thing, isn't it?
That is. That is.
So let me show you guys something real quick. Briefly here.
What is the name of that place?
So it's English. It's Les, Lesotho, but it's Lesotho is how it's pronounced. So let me share my screen with you. If I can find it,
I'm so intrigued by this.
Back time. So, where you see the red circle,
mm-hmm. Looks like a echogram or whatever of Euban's ball.
It's basically like it's not, but it's basically like the free, like having a country just be completely the Mount Everest. I mean, like it's all mountains.
And there is it another one to the right?
See, that I don't know. What is that thing to up in the northeast there, Landy?
He's he was going to a different part of the house or whatever to grab something. I think when I asked him about the currency.
See, that I don't know what that is.
I'm curious because I saw it on the other map as well.
Right.
Yeah. But there was like another circle and another. That's weird. I mean, it has to be, like you said, the only place in the world that has almost like a different nation.
Ah,
within...
that's Swaziland. It's a different country, too.
Swaziland.
Swaziland was renamed recently to Eswatini.
That's way harder to say.
I like Swaziland.
Do we still have that, the map of the provinces that we can... I don't
think you can try to say.
I want to see Brandon try to do it as well, because I know that I'm
he knows the answer. Did you hear him? He already pronounced one of them right.
Oh, he did.
Well, I've heard Brandon.
All right, let's go Euban, and then we'll go Brandon. So obviously there's Northern Cape, Western, Eastern, Free State. I'll say those. I'm curious on the other ones.
Okay, so is that? Okay,
oh, one is called just Northwest. That's one of Kardashian's kids, right?
It is.
They bought that province, I heard.
So is it Gauteng? And then
I had the gout once. Ting.
same. KwaZulu Natal. Mpumalanga.
That's a fuckery of one.
That one's tough. That one's tough.
I would
tough.
Not want to live there.
Is it like possum? Is it like the O is not in front of, you know what I mean?
I think so.
Like, it's actually pronounced Pete. It's like, what?
It's, okay, Matt, your turn.
And then the top one. We got the top one that begins with an L too, Yubin.
Oh, the what, the Limpopo?
Yeah, isn't that the name of your penis? Isn't that what you call it?
No, that's limp pee-pee.
All right, Brandon J. McDermott's up, and then we'll get the real saying.
So the others are obvious.
Are they?
I know I said it wrong the first time.
Oh.
It's either KwaZulu-Natal or KwaZulu-Natal or something like that. Mpumalanga.
There's a big Z.
Limpopo. And Gauteng. Or Gauteng.
What did you say for the Langa one again? Sorry, I interrupted you.
So I've heard him say it. I think the MP is literally Mpumalanga.
Mm. All right. What
now,
are they?
Understand, I never speak get that right. Afrikaans.
I can barely speak English, and that's my on my license and all my stuff. That's what I speak. Kind of. Did we lose? Oh, he's there. All right. So how do we say these?
Okay, so you've been completely fucked it up.
Yes.
That means I'm not sorry, good. Sorry,
Brandon, actually, I'm surprised you got KwaZulu-Natal correct. That was impressive. Along with Mpumalanga, it's well done. Obviously, there's Limpopo. That's not too difficult. Northwest. And then what you guys mentioned as Gauteng is Gauteng.
Get out of here.
That's
clear your throat for the first part. Just say the rest of the thing.
Yeah. You pronouncing that started COVID again. Like, that's just like, just, it's terrible.
Say it again.
Gauteng.
Gautengs? They're not bad.
Yes. It's a knee slapper.
That is a pretty good one. Just like Fat Cake City, baby. I was watching those clips, still laughing my ass off.
Another fun fact about South Africa. We've got three capital cities.
Really?
Yes.
Only country in the world with three
capitals. Say again?
Only country in the world with three capital cities.
Man.
Why? Is the question. Why three?
Way back in the day, the Free State was its own country. And then there was the Noord-Transvaal. And then another one, I can't remember exactly. So basically it was three countries that then became one. So the one capital city is Pretoria, which is in Gauteng, from the Noord-Transvaal. And then there is Bloemfontein from the Free State. And then there's Cape Town.
So on Wikipedia, it says that the provinces, were they created in 94? What was created April 27th of 1994?
The new South Africa, what we know as the new South Africa. That was the year Nelson Mandela was released. And then that's when apartheid ended, essentially. And it basically was a new state. So basically, before 94... the 31st of May, coincidentally my birthday, was the South African Independence Day. And that now changed to some other date. I'm not really sure.
April 27th?
April 27th. I really don't know. I can't confirm or deny that. I really don't. We've got so many public holidays. I really don't know.
Man.
What you're saying is the whole country really celebrates your birthday. And how fun is that?
Yes, that as well.
Pretty lucky, bastard.
Get to drink some draft beers, some Lion's Lager.
Yes.
Some beers that taste like cat piss. Times are good.
No, I don't drink Heineken.
This one, regardless of what shade it was, it could have been almost transparent to fucking looking like the Hershey squirt. Disgusting. I'm a basic bitch. Just give me some rum. Give me a little bit of Coke, and I'm happy. And a lot of weed.
Whenever you guys decide to come and visit South Africa, you have to really, you have to lose the rum.
We have to lose it? Why?
What?
I will teach you guys how to drink brandy.
Oh, ooh. Shit. You know what? I can't wait. I'm going to bring like $1,000 and we're going to get like a 5-star hotel. Fucking, I'm going to get rubbing tugs all the goddamn time. I'm going to be like the richest man in the world for there for like a week. And I'm going to fucking love it.
You're gonna be like Jameson, and you're gonna pay somebody to get to stone somebody else. Hey, stone that man! Here's $500.
That's right. Who wants a dollar? Who wants a dollar? You know, and they're like, hey, what did you eat while you were over there? Fucking, I had McDonald's. Fuck it, I got 20 nuggets for 75 cents, dude. Fuck.
I ate some fat cock.
I ate some fat cock.
I want to show you guys a little something.
Oh boy!
So I don't have my whole collection with me at the moment. But I've got some different forms of currency.
Okay. Is his screen frozen? Or is
yes,
it just me?
I was going to say.
Your screen is frozen to me, too. So I don't know if you want to...
Oh, my light just turned off.
Turn it off and turn it back on? Or
turn it. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Swap it around or leave and come back. I don't know. I just thought it was me. Sometimes, I guess, the screen freezes and then it was just me and... It was an interesting look, very serious, good shot right up what appeared to be a boogery style nose. Can you hear us anymore? It doesn't appear so.
So the thing that we can always give Landy problems with is that he's literally running on like potato internet.
Yeah, he was working pretty good at first too.
Yeah, he did say when he was going to go try to get this other currency that he was going to get disconnected. So I'm guessing the area that he was in was like the prominent one because you could just see. Like, he was like, I can go to the fridge, I can go to this couch or this chair, which still better internet than Toby has. And he's in a state on the East Coast. So, I mean,
that's true.
There's that. I was trying to just get rid of the screen and it's just not letting me. So I guess we're going to have that one just hanging out.
Do you guys drink brandy at all?
I usually fuck her. Oh, no.
That boy is mad. Remember Brandy and Monica? Oh. That was early or late 90s shit. There we go. Throwback.
Nah, I'm not a big brandy. To be honest, these days I don't really drink a lot of liquor. I'll sip on some stuff every once in a while, but...
Speaking of liquor, don't forget, February 15th is Chicken and Lickin' Day. Okay, day after Valentine's Day. Treat her right. So that way on March 15th, beware the Ides of March. It's Steak and BJ Day.
Mm-hmm.
So
hell yeah. If you want to be treated right, for St. Patty's,
you better get some fried chicken.
Hell yeah. Yesterday, well, at the time of the recording, February 9th was... Pizza Day, International Pizza Day, or Pizza Pie Day, or something like that. And you and myself went pretty hard in the paint on the pizza talk. And I was sitting there yesterday, bored. All the family went to like a cheering competition. There was no goddamn chance in hell I was going to that. No offense to all the cheerleaders, just not my thing. And I decided, you know, I had some dough made up, and I was like, so we did, you know, four pizza, you know, like smaller pizzas, so they could all kind of do their own pizza, this and that. And then all of a sudden I was like, I'm still hungry, and just proceeded to make two or three other pizzas. Got a lot of pizza in here. Got creative with the sauce. Like, one of the kids doesn't like marinara, so went with an Alfredo, and then made like a pink sauce, and we had a garlic sauce, and we had like a pickle pizza, and all sorts. It was a good pizza day. I love making pizza. I don't know what it is.
I just love pizza in general. It's just like, I know we were talking about Domino's being top tier cold pizza. I frozen pizza. I got a Red Baron brick oven pizza from our local grocery store because it was cheaper than Jack's. Jack's is usually one of the cheaper frozen pizza options. This one was a dollar cheaper, so I went with it. Holy shit. Top tier. I want a 9.2 out of 10. This pizza was so fucking good.
I love Red Baron pizzas. I don't know what it is. Sometimes you throw it in there for, you can get a crust. What is it, like a stuffed crust, whatever, $6-$7.
See,
it's like a sore pecker, can't beat it.
My wife makes this really good. She made it yesterday, pizza. And the dough that she makes, they're just like little mini pizzas she makes for the kids and I. She uses yogurt.
I've heard now, this.
It's plain yogurt, so it's not like vanilla yogurt or anything like that. But it's so good. Like the, because you ever buy like store-made dough and it's just like dry and crumbly and gross and it's just not good. Dough is fucking fantabulous. Like, perfect amount of chew to it. Doesn't taste gross, you know, like fake dough would. Oh, it's just good stuff. Like the best thing that you can do, with the exception of making it at home, if you're trying to make your own pizza, is to buy like the rolled Pillsbury roll stuff, you know, and make pizza out of that. But even that's not the greatest, you know, kind of dry.
See, I'm such a like pizza, not pizza snob, but when it comes to like making homemade pizzas, I have a recipe that I've been working on for years that is fucking good. And like I said, I have a KitchenAid. And I have a bread maker, so I can make the dough just in that. I have two different recipes and just do that, let it chill.
You live in New York, too, so you better make good pizza.
That's the thing, yeah. And it's funny because, like, everything on the feeds that, for whatever reason, because I was telling you, been like, I really want to start making pizzas. And then I went to the thing where I was maybe thinking I would really love to own a pizza truck. So now my entire algorithm is pizzas, pizza making, and people, like, doing beard and hair trims and all that shit. It's a weird combination. Apparently, maybe I should have a barbershop with a pizza place in it. And Neapolitan pizzas are like the thing that's everywhere. And it's just a smaller pie with a huge thick crust, fresh basil, fresh mozz, marinara sauce, super simple pizza, and then olive oil on top. Super
Brick
basic.
Oven beards. Get it.
All right, here's Magic Man 2.0. Let's let him in for the last couple minutes here. Is he back? Oh, there he is. Back at him.
Sorry, I don't know what just happened there. I just quickly, the giraffe on the treadmill outside died, so the internet died.
You say something about a giraffe?
Did you guys didn't catch the joke? You have to get. He said the giraffe on the treadmill outside died, so the Wi-Fi died.
That's what I thought. Okay, I heard the giraffe at first too, but I was ripping this and I was like, maybe I should not hit this as hard because I could have sworn that motherfucker just said there was a giraffe outside.
That's what I was thinking.
I've been around Landy for too long that like I understand like not only just his humor, but his delivery style, and I understand his accent, his dialect enough to where I'm ready for it when it's coming.
I was like, there was a giraffe. Ooh, just took giggity. The internet out. I was like, I don't know. That seems plausible.
Landy, gonna ask you to move your angle of your phone. I don't feel right being down here as you're.
I want to show you guys something. I want to take off where I left things. So I want to show you guys. I don't have the currency with me. I've got like a stack of cash, different like currencies. But I want to show you guys a few different like currencies from.
He's gonna stand over us and throw ones at us.
So this is the point of view of his cock of whenever he's just getting it.
Well, hey, have you ever had a belly button, like part of a belly button ring fall in your own belly button?
I don't know, you tell me.
Yes, that's a yes.
Yes,
this
that's
is
a yes.
Split decision. It's 2-2.
Yes.
I count on you. That's back to back weeks. I love it.
Yeah.
Nice cack.
So Mozambique.
Are those two rhinos fucking? What is that?
It looks like some animals mating.
Well, it's just one rhino, but yes, there's a rhino on it. It's
okay.
Why
is its head? Oh,
I get it now. If it's doing anything close to mating, it's probably masturbating. I don't know.
Rhinos can masturbate?
Against a tree, maybe. I don't know. I really don't know.
You act like you don't know.
I see a rhino, I think of Ace Ventura.
20 Mozambican, what do they call it again? Metikais. Mozambican currency. I've been there before. That's where the Mozambican beer comes from.
Oh.
This. Here's some more Mozambican money. Just a 50. It's all worth a lot.
Is that MZN?
I don't know.
Yeah, Mozambican Metikais or something.
Metikais, yes.
Yeah, so one U.S. dollar is 63.778118.
got a 200.
Damn, boy.
I've got... There's a 50, there's another 50, there's a 20, and then there's two 200s. So I've got, like...
Okay. So for anybody, that a $200 bill is about a $3 to us.
There we go. Then I've got currency from Norway.
Ooh.
Oh, that one looks cool. It looks cool. It has a censored image on it.
Okay, a little lighthouse, which is ironic. It's light on the back and blurry on the...
Hold on, pull up the other one that you just had, the Norway.
How much is this? I don't even know.
Norway sure money?
Turn it around real quick. Oh, no, right there. It says, either way, it's fine. So the word at the bottom, 50 kroner, sounds like something you'd find on Urban Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, she gave me the 50 kroner.
And then I've got this one,
Botswana.
One Norwegian krone is 0.095 US dollars.
I've got a 50,
so about $10.56 is our $1 to Norwegian krone. We got here Botswana.
This is Botswana. Yes,
is Botswana, is that Pula?
Yes, this is Pula's. I've been there last year in August.
So is that worth more than the rand?
This is actually stronger than the rand, yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's one US dollar is 1371 Botswana Pula.
Oh, that one looks cool.
That guy is staring right at that bird's ass.
Who is that guy?
I've got absolutely no idea.
Probably a rugby player.
Who's on the New Zealand?
Or cricket.
It is explorer Sir Edmund Hillary.
I was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Apparently it has the highest mountain, Mount Cook.
That's my favorite so far. That one's cool looking. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
And then last but not least...
Ooh.
Euro. That's pretty cool. I don't know what that bridge is, but...
Don't lose that one. You might be able to buy a house with it here in a little bit.
Yeah, what's buy that?
Trade that one for the internet.
Yeah, then, one euro is 20 South African rand, it says.
And then, obviously, our currency, I don't have a lot of it. I had a 10 somewhere. Here's a... $50. Let me just put you at a different angle. There you go. There's a 50 rand with Nelson Mandela's face on it.
Hell yeah.
And a lion.
What's the nickname that people have for him? That the good nickname, not people the endearing people love him. What the hell do they call him?
I
Nelson.
Do not know, honestly.
Oh. Madiba.
Ah. Yeah, I didn't know that. Anyway, so this is a 50, and then got 100.
Ooh, I like that one a lot, too. That one's really cool. Yeah. I like this shiny 100.
Bill's Mafia,
like
baby.
Onions, like Babe the Ox.
That's pretty cool.
Got a few of them.
Damn, look at you. Look like Jay-Z.
Oh,
my God. We need that one chick's nose to fucking guard us from all these ones.
Hell of a callback.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's all right.
Are you dog watching at your place or your friend's?
I'm dog sitting at my boss man's house. So
you just carry all your extra currency with you?
It's always in my wallet.
It's his.
You're going to get stoned. He's going to steal all your... 10 euros, that's 200 grand, man.
He's like, no.
I can't buy weed with this.
Can't you go to the bank and trade that in?
No, because I haven't actually been there. I can only exchange the pulas and the Mozambican money.
Gotcha. Interesting. All right.
Sorry about the dogs.
No, it's okay. We're at our time anyways, so the dogs just knew it. But Brandon's got one more thing.
I wanted to ask you, I almost called you Ruben.
Ruben.
I'm a fat man thinking about food. Do you guys have Amigos in your area?
Me. Did you say me? You're talking about me, right?
Yeah, Amigos.
Let me see. I know I remember seeing the name before, but I think maybe Kansas City is that.
Oh, Kansas City, I'm sure has one if they're that far.
I think so. I'm looking now to see if they're where the nearest one is. But
I went to an Amigos today for lunch. I'm going places with this, and they have. You guys have heard of cheese Frenchies, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a grilled cheese sandwich. Breaded, battered, and deep fried with mayonnaise. Sure. It is a fucking maze with ranch. It's delicious. Now,
oh yeah, yeah, we talked about this once.
Yeah, that's great. Like that's like we know about the cheese Frenchies. They do a cheese Frenchie now with crab rangoon in the middle.
Oh shit!
And it's the fucking lifeful.
Wow.
I swear to God, every week there is something new that just gives me a food boner. And I'm not even upset about it. I'm delighted every single week. And I just can't wait to see what next week's going to bring. God damn it. So I was trying to see. It keeps on saying that I'm in Chicago. So I got to figure this fucking out and see why it keeps on saying that. Why am I in Chicago?
Do you have a VPN on? Anyways. Well, it's okay.
Since I've been using my VPN, it keeps telling me I'm in Russia.
Might want to switch that one up a little bit, but... Kremlin. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. But either way, we'll say our goodbyes. I know we all have a lot to do. Thanks for being flexible on the recording time this week. I appreciate you guys. Brandon J, Magic Man, not one, 2.0, live from dog sitting in South Africa. He has more currencies, different currencies than probably any bank in any of the small towns that I live in. Probably more money too. And obviously, you've been hocking off. That's how they say it in that one province of South Africa. But if you're still listening for whatever reason, we can't thank you enough. And we'll see you guys next week for episode 270 something. I can't remember what it is. I'm going to say 229 next week. This is 228. So can't thank you guys enough. We'll smell you guys later. Keep your sticks on the ice. Be good to your wieners. Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.